Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
As you know, this weekend, it's Veterans Day weekend.
It is.
I think Veterans Day is Sunday, but observed on Monday. So you'd have to go to the website to find out some of these deals. But you saw the list of restaurants.
It's amazing.
You can go to about any restaurant in town if you're military and take your family, whatever. And the deals are incredible. They're not like 10% off or $5 off, and like what you see on a lot of holidays. These are just all-out free meals.
Well, and they should be. I'm really proud of all the businesses that are doing that for the vets.
Yeah, and the vets deserve it.
For
but
real.
I this list, I don't think, has ever been bigger. You got Applebee's. You got BJ's Restaurant and Brew House up to $15 or so. Buffalo Wild Wings, Chipotle. Chop House is giving 50% off.
That's good. I love their mashed potatoes. Oh, sorry.
That's a great restaurant.
Yeah, so good.
Love the Chop House downtown.
Yeah.
But all these restaurants, we'll put them up for you. But,
Sean, will you put those? It's not only restaurants. Let me just say this. If you are thinking about going to Home Depot, they're 10% off for military vets and their families. Also, Target had like 10% off. It was pretty good deals.
Yeah. Here's the best one, I think.
Okay.
Veterans, military personnel, go to Denny's. You get to build your own Grand Slam breakfast.
What?
Just build it yourself.
Build it.
Build it.
Because you deserve it, and it's for free.
That's a big list, though.
Yeah, it is. So we'll put that up on Facebook. And when is Veterans Day? Is it Sunday?
It's Sunday, observed on Monday. But they will go ahead. I think when they list the restaurants, they tell you which day it is. Yeah, like here, Bar Louie. It will be November 11th. And there's a couple on here that November 12th. So it varies.
Okay, gotcha. It varies. All right, we'll put it up there.
All right, do you think our, and I'm asking this for a reason, do you think our, and maybe even your company applies here, you think our company's going to have a holiday party?
I'm going to be like a really bad person and go, God, I hope not.
look, Linda.
Is that okay?
Linda, listen to me, Linda.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of holiday parties.
The word is... The majority of companies out there are going to crush the holiday party thanks to hashtag Me Too.
Oh, because we all start stupid? Like you and I hooked up that one year?
Hey, honk, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We never hooked up one year. What are you doing today?
Come on, it's
funny. What's going on in
you
here?
You remember that one holiday party?
We never
you
hooked
wore
up
the
at
antlers.
A holiday party.
You were wearing those antlers.
Yes, I did wear antlers one year, but nothing happened. That I remember. Sean, you didn't hear any rumors, did you?
I don't like to perpetuate rumors. So
yeah,
what I may or may not have heard,
but you know
doesn't
what?
Matter.
Out of the three of us, the only one that loves and wants to and does go to the holiday party is that guy.
It's Sean.
Oh, my God.
Because it's
him.
All free.
Yeah.
He loves free as me.
Free food, free drinks.
Right. He loves the
sign
holiday
me
party.
Up.
Yeah, sign him up.
He loves. I don't know.
But,
for
but
me,
you see,
it's... I wish it was not so formal. It's like, it's kind of fake to me because we all get dressed up. We all go to this place and like nobody's them, like, because we're all like, hi. I'm like, it's all of us. Well, I know you from the hallways. We're not like, hi, I have a velvet gown on.
Well, you know, I always dread it, but I have a good time when I go.
Yeah.
Okay, so it kind of works both ways. For me, the biggest problem is this, is I'm so embarrassed because I know no one's name. I run into people that I see every day, but I don't know their name.
Should we wear name tags this year?
I think we should.
Because
PJ, there's so many of us.
You can't remember the name.
I don't. I don't remember names. I get them wrong all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called that one lady Nancy for years.
For years. Her name is Jane.
Her name's Jane. For years. She never corrected me.
Until I was standing there, I was like... What am I going to do? He literally, I know you've heard the story, but he's like, thanks, Nancy. And I my head is going like, her name is not Nancy, but do I say anything? And then finally I just had you. I'm like, her name is Jane.
I didn't know.
Oh my God.
But I certainly see this hashtag Me Too being a problem for holiday parties
really
and booze.
Of that? I thought,
that's what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
No, they're saying fewer holiday parties dropping dramatically across the country with companies because they're afraid that employees are going to get together, drink some booze, and honk, 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 and you got a big problem.
There's not one person I want to honk here.
I didn't ask you for a list of people.
Sorry.
Jeez.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.